When the Alaska legislature convenes next Tuesday, it will consider a budget that makes no further cuts to Alaska's pioneer homes. Final decisions are months away, but Governor Bill Walker's spending plan would help level the senior care program's funding after several years of reductions. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan's heard a lot from his constituents about cutbacks at Alaska's pioneer homes. He understands their importance from personal experience.
My mother was a tenant for over 5 years, and I know the good that pioneer homes do.
His mom, former Alaska First Lady Neva Egan, was a lot like many in the six homes in Southeast and the Rail Belt.
She had dementia, and she was always very confused. And the folks here at the Juneau Pioneer Home facility, I mean, they're just incredible folks.
Egan, a Democrat representing about half of Southeast, is happy to see the governor plans no more cuts. Walker's operating plan calls for spending about $51 million in state money during the fiscal year beginning in July. That's a slight increase over the current budget year, which itself was a small boost from the previous one. Pioneer Homes Division Director Vicki Wilson says they lost capacity due to budget reductions.
No program wanted to be cut, but we all felt that we're doing our share. But it did result in having lower number of beds available that we could provide care in.
One way to look at it is the total number of residents. That dropped close to 10% over much of the past 3 years, ending in the fall. Another way is how quickly beds are filled when residents move out or die. In the 2015 fiscal year, almost all had new residents, but the following year, it was only about 83%. Wilson says that's because Pioneer Homes spend about four-fifths of their money on staff who tend to residents' medical needs and provide them with meals and other essentials.
Many positions we had no funding for, so we've lost many of our staff through the cuts that we had.
Staff losses, many through attrition, have slowed admissions at the homes in Ketchikan, Sitka, Juneau, Anchorage, Palmer, and Fairbanks. The active waiting list for those ready to enter any of the facilities is more than 650. An inactive placeholder list is 8 times as long. Wilson estimates about 3/4 of those on the active list need the highest level of care, which requires more staff. She says open job positions are being filled, just not as fast as they used to be.
They are being held longer. But, I mean, that could be a month to 6 weeks, not turning around and hiring tomorrow. And it allows us to be able to manage.
There's no guarantee the governor's Pioneer Homes budget will remain untouched as it works its way through the legislature. Juneau Senator Egan says he'll be among those pushing for the funding.
I hope the heck it does. Yeah, I hope it makes it.
Are you on the waiting list? Have you signed up?
Oh, absolutely. No, I signed up on my 65th birthday. Well, actually, Linda signed me up.
That's Linda Egan, the senator's wife. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.